proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The land of Israel was the birthplace of the Jewish people. Here, their spiritual, religious, and political identity was shaped. Here, they first attained a statehood, created cultural values of national and universal significance, and gave to the world the eternal Book of Books. Now, these words that I just quoted are the very first words of the Israeli Declaration of Independence. In the foundational document for the State of Israel, in the first words, the connection is made between the Jewish people and the Bible. For centuries, Jewish people have been referred to as the people of the book, or Am HaSefer. The prophets and scribes who wrote the Tanakh, or the Old Testament, and the apostles and disciples who wrote the New Testament were all Jewish, with the possible exception of Luke. And the Bible is by far one of the Jewish people's greatest gifts to mankind and a partial fulfillment of God's promise found in Genesis 12, verse 3. The Hebrew Scriptures contain three divisions: the Law of Moses, called the Torah, the Prophets, which is Nevi'im, and the Writings, which is Kutuvim. The Hebrew Bible is called the Tanakh, and this word is a Hebrew acronym composed by taking the first letter of the Hebrew name of each of the three parts of the Hebrew Scriptures. Even in the New Testament, Jesus referred to these three divisions when teaching the disciples on the road to Emmaus about himself. It says in Luke 24, verse 44, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Law of Moses, and in the Prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." The Masoret scribes had a school in the Sea of Galilee in Tiberias. They carefully guarded and preserved the Hebrew text of the Tanakh, called the Masorah, which had been passed down from generation to generation. Now the word Masoret is from the Ugaritic, which means to bind, and is found once in the Tanakh in Ezekiel 20, verse 37. In modern Hebrew, it means tradition, because a tradition is something that binds us to act in a certain way. After the Babylonian captivity, the Masoret added the vowels to the Hebrew text. The vowels, called the Nikud, are dots and dashes, added either above, below, or beside of the Hebrew letters. The Masoretic scribes copied and preserved the Tanakh until the invention of the printing press by Gutenberg around 1439. Today, the Hebrew Scriptures are called the Masoretic texts in honor of these scribes. The oldest copy of the Hebrew Scriptures before the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered was the Aleppo Codex, which was written in approximately 920 AD. After the return of the Babylonian captivity, or the Galut, Hebrew never truly regained usage among the Jews as everyday language, which had existed before the exile. It was still used to read the Hebrew Scriptures, of course, but not in everyday speaking. Aramaic was now the lingua franca, or the common language of the world. Rabbis gave explanations of the Hebrew Scriptures in Aramaic, called the Targum. The most famous of the written Targumim is that of Onkelos. There is also an Aramaic translation of the Bible called the Peshitta. The modern word for translate is derived from the same root, letargem. Now, the Greek Septuagint, the first translation of the Hebrew Tanakh, was completed around 250 BC and is often abbreviated as the LXX, the Roman numeral for 70, since it is believed 70 scholars worked on this translation. Since the New Testament was written in Greek, many quotes from the Hebrew Scriptures are actually from the Septuagint. Often, the Torah is referred to as the Pentateuch, which is from the Greek word penta, meaning five. Now, the Word of God is really the only thing in this world of importance. Oh, how I would hope that people would turn back to the Bible. Today, in the majority of the churches across the land, there is very little preaching and teaching where the Bible is taught. People teach about the Bible, but not the Bible itself. My prayer is that the churches in our land would return to expository Bible teaching. I can think of no better summary of a study like this than the words of Charles Spurgeon, where he said, "The Word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend a lion. All you have to do is to let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself." Good words to ponder for today.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.